do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Today we have Ramon, we have Fernando, we got the guys from Chicano Shuffle, at least two-thirds of Chicano Shuffle.
That's right, you get two-thirds. You know.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good, man. We're doing good. Still trying to, like, let the nerves calm down with the freaking Carmageddon out there.
With the Carmageddon?
Yeah, dude. Fucking that time for you being shut down is... Oosh.
I know. That's crazy. I mean, anybody who's in L.A. right now will know what's going on. They shut down the 10 freeway, which is right next to downtown L.A. It's basically the entrance to this fucking whole, what's called the west side, basically. And everybody's kind of struggling right now with the traffic, more than we normally would struggle, you know?
Yeah, I mean, traffic is a norm in L.A., but with this, it adds to it. I mean, the surface streets are congested. Other parts of the freeway as well. You know, because everybody thinks that, like, oh, I got a shortcut, or I know how to get through it. No.
Not today.
No, not today. Not these 6 weeks or whatever they're thinking.
Yeah, that's going to be a long time. I mean, like I mentioned to you earlier, I normally don't take that specific route. And if I go towards downtown, I take, like, these streets called Bandini, Washington, like the Vernon area, for most people, it's like a shortcut, air quote shortcut. But everybody knows about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, they was trying to send me through there, and I kept seeing, and they kept rerouting it because I kept seeing the, like, oh, reroute, 12-minute delay, reroute, 8-minute delay, reroute. And then it's like, do you want to do this one? It's a 29-minute delay. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
no.
I know. Honestly, there's nothing more that pisses me off than when I'm seeing the GPS and it's all just like bloodshot red. And you're like, fuck.
Well, you have red and then you have that double red, like, you know, it's like vermilion or something.
Vermilion? It's all a different shade of it.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is this, man?
Yeah, man. And it's, I mean, that's just, like you said, it's part of it. You know, we live in LA, so it's kind of something that we kind of have to get used to here. I went to, when was it? I went to Utah last year. And, dude, pues allá las calles están todas, like, open, just no traffic. So the moment you start coming in through Bakersfield, you know, from the fucking, what freeway is that?
The 14? No, the 99?
The 99, I think, well, the 15 or something like that. I don't know, one of those, when you're coming down from Vegas, but up until then, you're like, fuck, I'm going back into the city, and you're stuck there.
I hear, like, sometimes people... in other states or whatever, like, oh, yeah, dude, it's on a good day, it's a 30-minute drive. But when traffic hits, it's like about 40, 45 minutes. Uh-huh. What? Fuck.
Yeah. They travel like 10 miles.
Yeah. No, for, Jesus, I work 9 miles from home. Mm-hmm. In the morning, I leave super early just because I don't want to deal with the morning traffic, right? It takes me 30 minutes. 25 to 30 minutes, depending on the lights.
Ah, the 9 miles.
Yeah, the 9 miles. Boom. On the way home, it's about 45 minutes to like 55. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just like almost doubles and shit. It's like, oh, fucking A.
That's funny because I was trying to cut my commute. I was thinking, okay, if I get an electric scooter to get to work from Bell to Griffith Park, right, which is in the car is maybe like 30, 40 minutes. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to take an hour 30 tops. I compared a scooter. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm a scooter boy now. Fucking taking my fucking scooter to work. Dude, it was pretty fucking difficult, first of all, because when the bus is like Vernon, all the streets are fucked up because of the trailers. So, like, you're just like...
You're bouncing everywhere.
Wait a minute. Are you the standing scooters or like a little more, like a motorcycle scooter?
The standing scooters. Like the ones that they rent on the street. Yeah.
Like the bird and...
Yeah, the bird. Yeah. I think this one was called like fucking... I forgot whatever it was
some
called.
Some Chino fucking company.
They had like turbo.
Five-way turbo?
I took it, right? So I got to work. I was like, hell yeah. I charged it. You know, it takes a couple of hours to charge. And on my way out of work, I was like, fuck it. My girl's like, hey, I'll give you a ride home. And I was like, nah, I'm going to ride my scooter. You know,
you're excited.
Estrenar. Yeah. So I fucking take the scooter. I asked Siri, hey, give me directions to my house. And she's like, all right, cool. It starts rerouting you, right? Like, and then if you guys are familiar with the area, like around the 10 freeway, that becomes like, what is it, Montebello kind of?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, like around here where we're at. So I'm like in the back part of the fucking 10 freeway. And I realize that Siri's giving me directions to my house through the freeway on the scooter. And I was like, oh, fuck. And now I have to do this whole fucking loop to avoid the freeway. And that's okay. Like my battery started dying. It was like at 10% on the scooter.
Oh.
I felt like discouraged. And I called my girl. I was like, please, like, pick me up and shit. She was like, all right, I'll be there. Like, I was just waiting for you to call me. And then so, like, I'm just, like, going to the final destination, which is a restaurant, to wait for her.
She had no hope.
She had a bet going on.
It's not gonna make it. And that's what, like, I'm getting to the restaurant where we're gonna meet up. So I'm subiendo the hill, y me pega un árbol, like a branch in the eyes.
Oh,
like whack. And I was like, oh fuck. And I had to stop. And I was like rubbing my eyes thinking I got cut. And I was like, I'm done with the scooter. And the next day I went to Curaçao and I was like, hey, give my money back. And they're like, wait, let me check it out. And you know, the wheels, apparently this brand was really good that the wheels didn't even fuck up through that whole ride from Bell to.
And it still looked brand new.
It looked brand new. So I was like, yeah, it's because I got it from my 12-year-old kid. It's too fast for him.
Se dio la madre con un árbol.
And it was me. It's like, what's wrong with your eyes, sir?
Se dio la madre con una silla, güey, because I never went outside.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The screw. It never left the box. So they were like, nah, we don't take the fucking packages back if they're open. And I was like, please, like, I didn't know it was, like, you know, the wrong size for him. Just giving him some bullshit story. Al final, they were like, all right, we'll give you the money back. And I was like, yes. And that was, like, my day, my scooter boy day only lasted, like, fucking 24 hours.
So one day?
Jeez. One day, man. I'm telling you, I almost got on the freeway. I got fucking whacked by the tree. I was like, nah, I'm done. Like, I'm going to stick to my car.
Shit. Yeah, well, Fernie and I, we got scooters. We got the little Irbys, the foldables.
Uh-huh.
They're like right on little.
Yeah. Yeah,
they got electric ones too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got a seat and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
I know which ones you're talking about.
So, yeah, we ended up getting those. And I was taking it to work. Uh-huh. So I would go from my house to the Expo line, the metro. And then it would take me all the way to the west side to Bundy. And then from there, I would ride it up to work. And it was like a mile three from my house to the station. And then from the station and Bundy to work, it was another mile. Oh, so okay. I was easy. Loving it. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I was
did it for months? No, years.
I did it for years.
Shit, yeah.
Nice.
I did it for years, but I had one incident where...
Is that the one that broke one of the camel's back?
Yeah, the straw that broke the camel's back. No, I still rode that motherfucker. But
intimidation.
I'm on the scooter, right? So for me, instead of going on the east side of the street that goes up,
rule breaker, eh?
I went on the opposite side, but I was on the sidewalk, you know. But there was a girl that was walking, and she's kind of like taking the whole sidewalk. So I'm like, fuck it. So I jump out of the sidewalk to get the little stretch, and then up ahead there was like a little driveway where I could cut back in. Uh-huh. But as I'm coming, there's a car that is exiting like a hardware store, and it's coming, and he's coming towards me because he wants to make that right to Olympic. And I see him. I'm like, oh shit! So I cut over. My wheel catches the lip of the driveway and the asphalt. Boom! Sends me flying. It sends me flying. The fucking scooter goes over my head. I have a backpack. My backpack, I don't know how the fuck it slipped off my back because I did the Superman. Backpack went off my back, landed. I bounced a couple of times, and I was like, oh shit. And they were like, oh fuck, my wrist was all fucking hurting. My pants got ripped on my knees. I'm like, oh fuck. I jumped back up and I'm looking around. And then I see that it used to be a Cadillac dealership. There's a camera right there. Right, I'm all like, fuck my life.
It's going to end up somewhere on the
internet. I'm all like, I'm going to be a fucking meme.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a meme. I'm going to be on these little fucking short clips. I'm all like, son of a bitch, I grabbed my shit. I don't know how my keys even flew out. I'm like, how the fuck did my keys fly out? You know? Yeah, because I was going pretty fast on that little song. Yeah, that little motherfucker goes up to what, 20 miles?
25 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It picks up, but I gunned it because I wanted to beat her so that I could get into the driveway.
Yeah, Kimi Kupa gave up after a tree branch.
I know. I'm a fucking... No, it was a brutal tree branch, man. I mean, like
tree branch on fucking steroids.
Nah, dude, that's just hilarious. And it's kind of, you feel whack when you fall down. You're you fall down, you get up real quick, like, oh, fuck, who saw me? Or you don't even look around, like...
I mean, I don't know if it's... What is it, like a muscle memory or that childhood trauma? Whenever you fell, you had to get up and you can't... You know, because people are going to start laughing and making fun of you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, I have a speed bump over there, fucking family, que la chingada, you know. You don't know.
And that's a good way to put it because, I mean.
Superman, eh?
I know.
You know, because sometimes, nowadays, I see a lot of, sometimes parents just kind of like, the moment something happens, they immediately call them.
Helicopter
like,
oh, no. Parents.
Yeah, helicopter parenting, exactly. And I don't know, maybe there's a fine balance in between of them, but I remember too when I'll be falling down or I fell down, be like, hey, get up. Like, stop crying. Come on.
Let the pass. No pasa nada.
And then after a minute, you're like, oh, sorry. I'm cool.
No, but you learn how to take hits or falls when you're a kid, you know? Yeah. Like, you go up a tree and you fall, fuck, you got to learn how to, you know, tuck and roll.
Hard wearing. Yeah. Dude, it's not like you tuck and roll than yours were.
Well, no, I mean, that one, I wasn't in a tree, Dick. I was on a fucking scooter going 20.
I know, but that's when the skills kick in.
You know, fuck it. Wow, fuck, at this point.
I know, right? Where you're midair, you're supposed to.
There was, I'll tell you this much.
Kick in, no? Fucking I mean, bolita.
If it was to happen again, trust me, I think I would maybe.
He shielded himself from the camera.
You know,
at least that out. Cover your face.
But I was not expecting that to happen because I've done that many times. Yeah. But it was just this time that normally I would head in, you know, the wheel right in. But I think this time I tried to go sideways, and that's where the wheel got caught on the lip. In my mentor.
No, it's like a bike or a skateboard. You know, you don't hit the driveway right, and it locks it up.
Yeah, boom.
With the little pebbles or something on your skateboard.
Fuck
yeah, those are.
A fucking scooter went flying. I broke. I think something broke on my fucking scooter. It was just like, got my breath back. I'm like, all right, let's fucking go. No, aquí no pasa nada. And then the girl just passed me up. So eventually, I'm still behind her. I'm all like, son of a bitch, I gotta get around.
You had to walk back? I mean,
I had to get up and pick up everything and make sure that the scooter wasn't, you know, yeah, it wasn't too. It was a plastic thing broke on it. I think it was like the plastic cover on the wheel or something.
Yeah,
broke.
Yeah.
I think I saw this video recently where there was, I think it was like this medical expert or something, air quotes medical expert, but they were like, don't ride these scooters, they're death traps. And they were just showing this preview of this young guy who was riding the scooters and he fell down. He had his neck on the sidewalk and he's fucking paralyzed.
Just right now?
You know, I was like,
dude, that's anything. Shit. Skateboards, bicycles, even fucking walking, dude. You know, you step on a pebble, you step on a crack, you fall, and shit happens.
Yeah, it's some final destination.
Yeah, like, oh, don't drive this car, it's a death trap, you know? Fucking.
Yeah, that's true.
It's everything, dude. Everything's a death trap. Everything's dangerous. But, I mean, we can't live in fear, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean,
in Kalmao, George Bush.
I know. Can't live in fear. We must prevail.
That sounded familiar.
We must prevail.
Watch this drive.
I know.
There's a fucking golf thing.
All right, Mr. President, 370 yards. Good for you.
Yeah, man. No, so I learned my lesson with the scooter. If I ever go back to it, I'll probably just stick to the sidewalk. Maybe, actually, after hearing your story, I might probably stay on the road. Because that's what they usually tell you. I'm like, don't go
stay on the road. But that's the other thing. It's like, if you're going on the road and then you have a lot of people that, like, let's just say somebody's in their car.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see them pull in or park, right? But they're sitting there on the phone call or whatever. And you're passing by, you know. And then they open the door. Balos, you know. Fucking, you're fucked. Or you're trying to avoid it. Next thing you know, you go into oncoming traffic. They take you out.
Right way. This guy just told us not to live in fear. And I know.
You're,
all
like,
the reasons.
You're putting all the fear in me.
It's all fucking final destination shit, bro.
That's all very pendejo, güey. I don't know. There's no destiny there, but it's just fucking...
No, that's fucking crazy. Nah, but it's one of those things. You kind of go through it. You do it. And then you decide if you want to keep doing it or not, you know?
So, yeah.
But did you keep doing the scooter afterwards?
Yeah, I still did. Okay, until, what was it? Until the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
So I think the scooter, I got it, what was it, 2018, right, Fernie? Because we started the podcast 2017.
Maybe, yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, 2018, we got the scooter. So from 2018 to 2020, I was doing the scooter and the metro.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. The COVID shut down.
And then the COVID hit, and I'm all like, oh, fuck that. So I started driving to work, which was fucking sweet because
there was no traffic.
Yeah. It was eerie. It was fucking creepy as fuck. Yeah. You jump on the freeway, like, fuck, it's empty.
Yeah.
It was and then super. You're on the streets, fuck, it's empty. Mm-hmm. You know, there was nobody on the streets, dead, you know, and especially like in the West Side, Santa Monica, that shit is crowded over there.
Mm-hmm.
And not during those times. It was cool because you're like, oh, fuck yeah, dude, I can leave 20 minutes before I start my shift, and I'm still good.
Exactly, because at that point, the 10 miles actually becomes just the 20 fucking minutes, you know?
Yeah.
When you guys, talking a little bit about your guys' podcast, you guys started 2017, so you guys had a good moment before the whole pandemic.
Yeah,
we... I know a lot of podcasts kind of started usually during the pandemic. That's when they kind of started.
That's when, Yeah, because they had the time. They're like, you know what? I got things to say.
Yeah.
I got thoughts. I got opinions.
Se les metió el Ramón a todos.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of them started, and some of them kept going.
Mm-hmm.
I know that after podcasting is not easy, and you know this.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's commitment. You gotta, you know, you gotta get, especially like your podcast is based on guests, right? Mm-hmm. With us, it's cool because it's just the three of us. We rarely have guests. Actually, I mean, we haven't had a guest in a while.
Years, we?
Yeah. We haven't had a guest because it's just a different dynamic.
Yeah.
If you bring in somebody that is not used to having a microphone in their face, headphones on, hearing their voice, they freeze. They're like, oh, they get shy. Yeah. They get nervous. Like,
okay. And then you kind of have to dig for the conversation.
The podcast starts 30 minutes in. We, mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Once they warm up, you know.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, we're done. Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah. No, that's what I like about you guys' dynamic, because, I mean, you guys have been homies for a really long time.
Yeah.
So it just kind of adds to the whole, like, again, the dynamic, like I mentioned, that you guys can just kind of bounce ideas off each other or your guys' experiences. And you have that relationship where you guys can kind of go deep into each other's stuff.
Yeah, you know? We could pick on each other. We could clown each other. We, like, you know, call each other out, like, oh, that's bullshit, bro. Like, yeah. Nah, what the fuck are you talking? Usually it's on me, you know, calling my bullshit
Ramon
out.
Facts. Ramon facts.
Calling out my bullshit. But, you know, it's a good friendship because at the end of the day, you know, we're done and there's no hard feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the beginning, there were like, you know, we're still getting used to it. You know, there was like, I'm not going to say like lingering resentment or anything, but it's just like, oh shit, I'm like, are we doing this right? Or mm-hmm. like, this feels that. But at the end of the day, it's just once the podcast is over, we still continue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think at the beginning it's because everybody had their conception or the perception of what it was, no? Like Ramon had his, how he wanted the podcast to be.
Mm-hmm.
Stabs had the way he thought fucking in his mind the podcast was or is, and then I had my own, you know? So like kind of took a while for all those kind of to mesh together.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's kind of like a band, you know? You kind of has to put their own efforts and then still have their own taste on it. And it's like, it can be a lot sometimes because it's, you know, it's like it's a lot of different heads just trying to come together for one thing. But.
And the good thing is that we don't have those egos, you know? We're like, nah, fuck that. You're doing it my way or we're not doing this at all.
Yeah.
The highway.
Yeah, fuck that. No, we're not like that in the sense of like, hey, we should try this. And that's, I think early on, we decided like 2 out of 3,
mm-hmm.
you know? So if it's the three of us and, you know, I come out with an idea and I get shot down, I can't get mad about it, you know, because mm-hmm. it was, you know, unanimous, 2 out of 3. And we decided all of that. I mean, even though it got implemented right away, like episode 5 or something, I'm all like, fuck, I was resilient because I had worked really hard on the intro for mm-hmm. the first podcast. I worked really hard. I'm all like, oh, I think I have an idea for the intro, you know? So I came out with it. And yeah, we used it for the first 4 episodes, right? And then Fernie comes back like, yeah, we can't use that intro.
We shouldn't.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of copywritten material on it. You know, you're using a lot of clips from movies and a lot of famous phrases and all this and all that. We need to work something out. Like, nah, fuck that, Fernie. We're not doing this shit. Nah, we're doing this way and this is the way it's going to stay. I don't give a fuck. And then before you know it, Esteban's all like, I agree with Fernando. I'm all like, fuck. So... in protest, it's how we came up with the intro song.
The intro song was a protest song.
Yeah.
The one that you guys have been using for the last fucking...
It's a protest song, but now it's like...
We're all pissed off.
I was pissed them two were laughing, looking at the computer and everything. I'm over here on the side of the table on the other side, fucking coming out with lyrics. That same day, right?
Yeah.
Because Esteban is like, hey, I got a little riff that I recorded when I was at home. What do you think? He had a bunch of songs. He had a bunch of songs. And I'm like, no.
That were going to be potential intros for the
podcast. Well, it's just like him riffing and he would record it, not just to play back and go, okay, oh, I'm going to take that little piece. I'm going to put that with this little piece.
Oh,
so like just for his creative process. So on his iPhone, he had a bunch of little riffs that he's playing with, you know?
Yeah, so then it gets to that one. Then, you know, I can't even do it because I'm thinking of the Juan Gabriel song right now. I got it in my head.
Juan got stuck in your
head. Yeah, Juan got stuck in my head, bro. And so I came up and I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me see. I think I could do something with this one. And then I started, you know, Chicano Shuffle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Chicano Shuffle. And I'm like, hijos de su madre, cutting my fucking creative side, you know.
If you play the song backwards, it says all that.
I'm sure it does.
It's one of those ones, for sure.
Subliminal?
No, 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 Chicano Shuffle, vale verga. Fuck Fernando.
Moleculeros.
Fuck this 2 out of 3.
Fight the system. Yeah. Nah, I mean, it's cool. Look, you guys made it work for what? 6 years now, no?
Yeah.
You guys just celebrated the 6 years, I think, a few months ago.
Yeah, in September. Yeah, it was 2017, yeah.
Dang.
6 years.
That's cool, man.
6 year anniversary, and it's just like, you know, and I think the goal was what, Fernie? I mean, we supposedly have to do it for like 3 years in order to start building an audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So within 3 years, we would see if we had gotten up or, you know, see where we were at.
Yeah.
And I think it was 3 years, we're still like, fuck, dude, this is going nowhere.
Era puro gancho.
But we kept at it because... Mm-hmm.
Return the gear is fucking...
I know.
Return the gear?
Because, you know, at the beginning, you had friends and family supporting you, you know, yeah. Like, oh, shit, fucking 10 downloads. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. You know, this feels good. And then eventually, over the time, we get random people that like, oh, shit, who's this? You know mm-hmm. this? No, I don't know this person. I'm like, oh, fuck. We got someone new.
Oh, Ramon got all excited when we started getting any like international ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, like it shows fucking 2 in Germany. What the fuck? Germany?
Fuck yeah.
I'm a fucking star, bro.
Fucking Japan?
When his head blew up.
Fucking Japan is listening? There was Australia, Japan, the Finland was one of them.
And we're talking about like 1, 2. Like
that one. You got that hardcore fan?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck yeah, like, dude.
Ramon, I'm international, bitch.
We're fucking huge in Japan, bro.
Pitbull's got Mr. nothing Worldwide. On me. Mr. Worldwide.
I think we kind of realized that it must have been military bases and mm-hmm. someone was all like looking for like a Chicano.
Well, the Germany one was. No, yeah. Someone that
and
was
Japan too. Yeah.
Someone that was married to like a serviceman.
Yeah. And no, that was a girl from London.
My bad.
Yeah. There was a listener in London that, you know, she's told us that there's CCTVs everywhere because we brought something up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crime happens, but it's not as bad as in the States.
Yeah.
And she had brought, I remember that she had brought that up. I'm like, oh shit, we got fucking somebody in the UK, you know? And she was a Latina married to a güero that was stationed out there or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they've been living out there for years now. So I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, fuck yeah. And then we started getting emails and DMs and mm-hmm. people like, oh man, I haven't lived in California for years. We moved out when I... You know, so-and-so, and you, listening to you guys fucking makes me miss home, you know? Like, I'm hanging out with my tios or my cousins in the backyard, and you guys talking shit, fuck yeah, you know, or high school, you know? So it's that always kept us in, you know? Because mm-hmm. every time, como dice the Al Pacino, every time I try to get out, you pull me back in.
Pretty much, Wayne. That's,
yeah.
But yeah, those are the era when Ramon's fucking head blew up. When you found out 2 people in Germany were,
mm-hmm.
or 2 downloads in Germany.
Yeah, because we were looking in the, I guess, in the States and, you know, California was big.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, I think, Texas and then Arizona and New Mexico. And then it started going eastern, more east. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy shit, we got out here? Like, what the fuck?
And all the way to the whole country, he says.
All the way to the motherland. Oh, no, we got listeners in Mexico.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we got listeners in Mexico. I haven't asked Fernie. When was the last time I asked you?
Yeah, se le pasó. He already outgrew the world.
Yeah, I'm like, we're just fucking international now.
Hey, man. Nah. I mean, that's cool. But again, you guys have been putting in the work for the last couple of years. So it shows, you know, at some point, like you mentioned, 3 years to start getting some progress. But at this point, you guys have 6 years in. So like, you know.
And we're barely starting to make progress.
Yeah. And when we feel we're making progress, then it goes down again, you know? Like, we got a good little trend going up. And then usually around the holidays, like right now that we're coming up, November, December, maybe first week or 2 weeks of January, our downloads drop.
Yeah, of course. People are fucking shopping, celebrating, being with family. Yeah.
They're out of town. Mm-hmm. They're out of the States. They're, you know, whatever. They're back in Mexico or Central America, South America, or back in the UK, wherever they're at, you know? So we expect that. And we were doing good at this year. And then at some point, it's like, Fernie's all like, hey, something's going on right here because our trend is, you know, or dropping. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shit, did we say something offensive? Or, like, did we piss somebody off? Yeah. Or did we piss a lot of people off? And then it's just, you know, maybe people get tired. And they're like, okay, it's the same shit with these guys. Same fucking, you know, dick and fart jokes. And
wow.
They use the word dick a lot and way.
Wow. You know,
hey, dick. Can't wait. Hey, wait. You know?
So someone one time counted like, all the ways in one episode or something. Yeah. And like, what the fuck?
Like, fuck.
I mean, look, you guys, again, you guys are putting some cool stuff together, man. And like, honestly, I saw that event that you guys had. That in itself, you guys are making live, in real life events, you know? Like, people IRL, are able to come
he
in.
Says.
IRL?
Yeah, IRL.
Ooh. And record. No, what is it? Total in, TRL.
In Chicago, in Chicano, and fucking Kid Talk, no? IRL, bro.
Yeah, in Kid Talk, is IRL. Yeah, you know, but that's cool because you're already bringing another aspect of the podcast. Because well, there's one thing when people listen and they're like, yeah, I like this guy's voice or whatever it is, you know?
Well, fuck, but, I hate this guy. I hate this guy. And Bardo. we had a listener, like, we're 2 years in or something. And he put he sent a review or, I don't know, where was it? Apple?
We get some, not love, hey, what do we call them? The fucking, it's a positive review, like, 0.5 stars and stuff, but, like, you read it and you're like,
Oh, backhanded. Yeah, it's a backhanded.
It's like a backhanded review, where, like, what's going on?
No, but this guy, he's not, like, total trash. These guys, I was expecting, you know, real Chicano topics and, you know, all this.
Well, that's what he said?
Yeah, he's saying something like that.
It was a 5-star review, right?
Yeah, and then, but I guess somewhere around there, just calling, you know, just saying trash, and then, you know, Esteban's voice is okay. He's, you know, he's got a professional voice, but Ramon and Fernando they don't have bass in their voice.
Wow.
Like, he talked a lot of shit with.
I'm like, what the fuck?
But then he wraps it up in the last two sentences. Like,
No, that's different. That's a different one. That's another one. Because this one, así lo dejó. Then fast forward, like I don't know, 5-6 months later, because I brought it up and I talked so much shit, right? I'm like, fuck this, you know? Then later on, he comes back like, you know what? I'll take it back. These guys are pretty funny. They're pretty good.
I can't stop listening to them. So maybe he updated it to 5 stars.
Yeah, then he updated it to 5 stars. I'm not like, all right, whatever. But then we have another one that does a lot of the backhanded compliments. Uh-huh. He's all like, oh, man, fucking firme episode or anything, but... You know, you guys are fucking too soft, or you this.
You gotta stop talking about this bullshit.
Yeah, man. Like, you guys have been brainwashed, this. You know, and all this and all that. But overall, fucking feel my podcast. It throws you off, you know?
That's funny. It's the type of people who probably look at themselves in the mirror, and they're like, fuck you. Fuck you. To themselves, like, dude.
But you're all right, though.
But you're all right.
But you're all right. Cool. You got a good heart.
Yeah. I know recently you guys had you mentioned that they stole the microphone stands and microphones and the banner.
No, they just stole the mic stands, the mic holders.
Oh, the mic. Okay.
The mic holders.
So, these are integrated, but yeah, it's essentially this piece.
Yeah, the mic holders, because they were on the stands.
Yeah.
And the roll-up banner that we had for our events, you know? And that they... because it was on Sunday. So we record Sundays. Uh-huh. I got home. I had to take a mean mass. I had to go take a shit.
I told you. I got them in trouble with.
I'm not like, I had to. I'm not like, oh, because I was sitting in traffic. Yeah. I mean, when I drop off Fernie and I head home, it's usually about a 35-minute drive. Mm-hmm. But this Sunday, there was an event, I think. I don't know where it was. Well, the point is, there was traffic. So it set me back. And I'm like, oh, man, the tripas are fucking rumbling, bro. So as soon as I find parking, I park, and I'm all like, okay, let me get the gear out. And normally I could take it all in one shot, but this time I'm just like, oh, fuck, I'm just taking the valuable stuff, you know, which is the mixer, the case with the mics and the cords and everything, and then the audio snake, the cables. So I'm like, I'll take that. I'll come back and get the stand later. And I went, got distracted, fucking took my masa. Fed the dog, started playing with my dog and everything.
Hey, what is that?
No, la perrita. No, la perrita. You know, they're happy when they see you. So then I forgot. And then Monday I went to work, no problem. And then Monday night, it was the 30th, October 30th to the 31st, I had the Halloween day off. And I wake up Halloween morning, you know, I got my coffee and I'm looking out the window and I see the flap on the back of my truck, not the tailgate, but because I have the cover, it's the foldable, the 3-piece one. And I'm looking at it and I see a box sticking. I'm like, what the fuck? that doesn't look right. So I put my coffee down, grab my keys, and I walk over. And sure enough, I'm all like, oh, fuck. And then I'm all, I had that panic moment, like, oh, fuck, the gear. Mm-hmm. And I'm all like, did I bring it? So I run inside the house, and I look, and I'm like, the gear's all there. But I come, and I'm doing count. I'm all like, okay, the box, the mixer, the cables, where the fuck are the stands? I'm like, son of a bitch, it took the stands. And I go back, and I start ruffling, and I'm like, dude, they took the roll-up and the mic stands. Damn. They took my jacks, jack stands mm-hmm. for...
When you, the little towers?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They took those, and then they took... I had bought some little compartments for work, for material. Mm-hmm. I bought them at IKEA. They were like $6, but they were like old-school little metallic tins. Fucking cool. I'm all like, fuck yeah, dude, I like this. Yeah. You know? They took those. I had four of those. I'm like, oh, fuck. It messes with you, man. When people say I felt violated, mm-hmm. yeah, I felt violated, bro.
Yeah.
Violaron, güey.
Yeah. It was terrible, man.
Te rompieron el hule, you said.
Yeah. And then I know a neighbor in front of me. I know he has a camera, but I hadn't seen him. And I had his number, but I want to call him because I found out that his girlfriend's mother passed away. So he was staying with her. So I don't want to interrupt that.
Shit.
Yeah, and then when finally I saw him, I think it was on Saturday, I saw him. I'm like, hey, Henry, hey, can you check your camera? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah, what day? I'm like, the 30th to 31st, all right. I'm thinking somewhere in la madrugada, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, between 12 and fucking 5.
Yeah.
Look into that. So right away at 1:42, he's like, hold on, 1:40, sorry. There's something, oh, there he is. Fucking rolls up in the car. There's a van in front of his house, so he... Like, from his house, the car parks on the other side of the van, so you can't see the car. But you see the guy fucking trying, you know, I guess he had like a hanger or something. Mm-hmm. He wedged it in between the rubber and the truck and finally got the little latch and popped it open. But he went straight to the truck. It's like he knew. They were scoping it.
The worst part.
Yeah, they already checked it out. Wade.
Yeah.
For sure.
They had checked it out. They might have tried it before and mm-hmm. might have spooked them, but this time they did, you know.
Damn, that sucks, man. That's a shitty feeling. Like, I remember when I was like 14, I was doing community service at some church. So I go with my friends because they're like, come with me, acompáñame. And I was like, fuck, all right, cool. Right there, we're at church. And my mom calls me. She's like, hey, you want me to pick you up? And I was like, nah, I'm going to walk home. I had just, I was working at that time. So I had just bought it myself.
Similar story, bro. I mean, don't pick me up. I'm excited to walk.
I love walking. The fucking scooters. I love walking. I want to see how I do. I want to see if I want to break these tennis in.
These Pumas are made for walking.
And at the time, I was using the fucking iPod Nano, those little thin white ones.
Yeah,
it was a shit back then. So I had just worked my ass off to fucking buy one. It was like when minimum wage was like $6 or something. So I got my iPod, right? And I'm walking to fucking to my house. I'm listening to Sublime. I remember the song too. It's called
I Don't Practice.
So I wasn't even that one. It was Pawn Shop.
No. Oh.
Like, yeah. Listening to Pawn Shop. And it's okay. I'm walking and I see from my side some guys like, hey. And I looked around and I was like,
that's what fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, what time is it? And I was like, oh. And I, como pendejo, I took my fucking iPod out and I was like, oh, it's 7, whatever. And he's like, oh, thanks. I keep walking. And then from there, I see some guy come up in front of me and another one behind me. And they're like, we're taking your shit, bro.
Getting jacked.
It happens to the best of us. And I was like, oh. And I'm right there like, fuck.
They were the Tony Robbins of fucking Tranzas right there. Hey, it's not on you. It's on us. But you know what? You're going to feel a little sting. That's called pride.
You got one fucking pride. Tear, like, fuck.
That was the criminal version of good guy, bad guy. No, good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take your shit. Happens to the best of us. Where was this at? What neighborhood was this?
This is in Cudahy.
Oh.
This is fucking Cudahy back in
oh,
the fucking...
Oh, fuck. That little small city there. Fucking...
Wow.
That's my hood right
there. Dude, that fucking police department is corrupt as fuck.
Oh, yeah, man. That shit was
fucking bad. Maywood and Cudahy, I avoided, man.
Yeah. Now, nowadays, you don't get the cops. I mean, you get the fucking sheriffs and stuff, but they're still dicks. But back then, the the local PD?
Yeah, Cudahy PD.
They were fucking assholes.
It might have been them that stole your
On the cover, gangsters.
they were off that day.
Well, that's why you had the good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, but to the best of us. Nah, dude, I felt fucking like shit. I don't know what they had. I mean, one of them had this fucking sweater like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, they did mumble.
Like, I don't want to fucking find out. I'm 14. I'm trying to get home, dude. And I got mugged. You know, they took my chain that my mom gave me with fucking Jesucristo. And I was like, fuck it. He took that. He took my iPod. And then
your first communion chain.
You know what it was? I think it was the first communion
chain. Holy shit. Wrapped around the escapulario and shit.
I got home and I told my mom.
And your lip was trembling.
No pasa nada.
No pasa nada.
Me saltaron.
And my mom was like, ¿qué te pasó? I was like, oh, me acaban de robar. She was like, what do you mean? And I was like, ¿qué te pasó? I was like, no, es que me quitaron mi cadena, my iPod. My dad went to go fucking see if they can find the guy. Obviously, he was gone. But I remember her, she was like, ¿estás bien? ¿Tienes how do you say fucking, not trauma?
¿Estás traumado?
No, fuck, what's the word? I'm like, shock. Like, are you in shock? And I was like, no. She's like, no tomes agua.
She gave you bread.
Yeah, she gave me bread.
Yeah, palabilis. Oh,
I was like,
palabilis.
I was like, what the fuck is that? She's like, come
on, old school fucking rancho science, bro.
I know, I was like, okay.
And he's like, look, it happens to the best of us, mom.
Yeah, no tomes agua. And a fucking un pedazo de pan.
Bolillo, no?
De pan. Yeah.
Or
bolillo,
pan. Yeah, yeah.
Pan is palabilis. It's apparently, what is it? The gallbladder. When you have a traumatic moment like that, or scary moment, mm-hmm. or like whatever, that releases bile.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bile.
Yeah. So you eat the bread so that it won't stay in your stomach. It's, you know, it gets absorbed on the bread. Yeah.
What the fuck? This
rancho science, bro.
Rancho science, bro. I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt, like I said.
No, I mean, how did I know that she gave him bread?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm saying, because you know rancho science, that doesn't mean it's real science.
Well, dude, it's like fucking, why did they smack kids on their feet when the newborns
the mollera? Uh-huh. That's true. I've heard of that. Like another one that I just remembered right now that you mentioned that was like, I remember my mom would be like, when we passed the church, she'd be like, persínate.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, I don't even believe it. Persínate. And I was like, in the fucking have to do it. And after a while, like, it was just like a habit. Like, I'll pass and I'll be like,
yeah, like, and someone that doesn't know ask you, what are you doing that? You're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
You were straight up indoctrinated.
But the reason why is that anytime you cross the Christ, mm-hmm. you got to bow and do the sign of the cross. So even if you're in the street, you're crossing the path, crossing them. So you when mm-hmm. you cross, you do the sign of the cross. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people do the little kiss or like, you know, or they bow their heads.
So how's that translate to the freeway?
Oh, the freeway, that's just to protect you on the freeway, bro.
That's because no tienes aseguranza.
That was before. That was before.
Dude. It's fine. I went to San Diego. Actually, yeah, I drove him out to San Diego. My girlfriend's family came from Mexico, so we drove him out to the Border X. Yeah,
like that little tunnel?
Yeah. So we went, and before we took off, we were figuring out what fucking car to take because we're like, it's like eight people. We're like, we don't have a truck. We don't have a fucking van. They don't want to rent. So we found eventually like a little van that one of her tias has. Dude, this van, you turned it on, it started like rumbling like a plane. Like, and we were supposed to take this truck to fucking San Diego.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. And then you turn it on and I start driving and like the fucking amortiguadores, they're all fucked up. Like the fucking van's sideways, kind of like,
it's fucking like three-wheeling and shit.
And one of the ladies is like, antes que nos vayamos, vamos a hacer una bendición. And she's praying. I was like, oh God, I hope this fucking prayer comes fucking through, you know? I mean, we made it home back and forth safely, so. It came through, but I was like, you know, it's just those things that you kind of grow up with that just kind of happen in your day-to-day culture, you know?
Yeah, well, whenever we took road trips in Mexico from like Guadalajara to like a town in, you know, my grandparents lived at, it's like the first, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour was a rosary.
Oh, shit. You
know, was a rosary. And depending what day it was, if it was, I forget how they were, but it's you had a good day, a bad day, and I can't even think in Spanish now. But you had, like, depending what day of the week it is, that's the letanía that you have to do or the readings for it, you know? Okay. But at the end, the letanía is like, I knew when we got to when it was like, ruega por nosotros. Yeah. Santo Padre, ruega por nosotros. Torre de Marfil, ruega por nosotros. Reina de los Ángeles, ruega por nosotros. You know, all this, like, oh, my God. Right over nosotros. It was just, and I got used to it. And it's now that I've been to a couple of funerals or everything, it's kind of nostalgic. I'm like, fuck, I remember this. I'm like, nostalgic. Yeah, it is, bro.
I'm gonna make a fucking little app for your Tesla, Wayne. We'll make fucking some bank, bro. Patent pending.
Yeah,
it does the rosario for you. What day is it? A ver, okay.
Día misterioso, día gozoso, y día penoso. There we go. Misterio, gozo, y pena.
That seems a little exagerado, way. Fuck.
Exagerado?
Would you say like an hour of rosary?
Yeah, well, depending who said it. If you had the tía that fucking went through it quick, oh, fuck yeah.
The same one that called the lotería, no?
You know? Like, and then you, okay, we're fucking flying on this one. All right, let's go. But then you had the one that enunciated everything and then just like, even took a breath in between like, Dios,
salió my tía dramática.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. Fucking, fine. Why don't we get, let's get my tía Lupa in this. Come on.
Dude, it's funny. I think it was like, el cumpleaños de la Virgen or something. This
12 de diciembre.
12 de diciembre. Really? Is that what it is?
La Guadalupana.
Oh, okay.
Día de la Guadalupana.
My parents or my mom invited the local church one year, like to come to my house and stuff. And we were there. They were all in a circle. The priest was in the middle, like kind of giving blessings. And some people were like passing out, like, you know, like on the TVs, you see it, and they're like, and like fall down and shit. And it was my mom's turn. And I was like, let me see what this lady does. And they start fucking doing her thing. And she just starts crying and like falls down. And I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, are they?
She payasa. No, no, melodramática.
And he goes up to me and he starts shaking my head too, like, fuck. Yeah. And I'm just like normal, you know, like, what the fuck?
Am I supposed to pass out?
Am I supposed to like, yeah, exactly, pass out? Like, I don't know, but. It just feels like, you know, when you're in that fucking religion or that, I guess, mentality, it's sometimes easy to, I don't know, maybe it's real. Maybe these people were fucking touched.
It's the faith. It's real to you, no? Yeah. That's what it is. It's the faith. They really believe that they're getting blessed. They really believe that the priest is a conduit between, you know, God the Father and you, you know, like, and the Holy Spirit, you know. So whenever they're getting that blessing or anything, they really submerge themselves into it. They believe it, you know. That's,
yeah, it's real to you. And I mean, we might think it's a joke, but to them it's
those are the charismatic Catholics, you know. They start doing the speaking of the tongues, you know, this doing all this gibberish. I don't know, they start gibbering, you know, and then they faint and then they twitch and you think they're having a seizure or whatever, but it's just, it's them, you know. They're really, they really give themselves into it, you know. So I used to judge it. Now I'm just like, como dice Fernie, it's real to them, so who am I to say it's not real?
Yeah, exactly. That's how, that was my train of thought before. Like, what the fuck? Like, these guys are, like, what are they doing here? Nowadays, it's more about, like, respect. I can kind of, I appreciate it. Like you mentioned, there's some sort of nostalgia when you kind of see it and you're like, okay, like, this was part of my upbringing, you know? And that's what you kind of, I feel more connected to that part of it. Rather than the actual, at least for myself, the religious part of it. You know?
What church, let me ask you, what church did your family go to?
It's going
to
get judged.
No.
I don't know the name of the church, but I know they were just Catholic.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not, actually, there was one on HP, now that I'm remembering, it's coming back. There was one on, like, Florence, for people who are familiar with the area.
Oh.
On Florence.
Yeah, the big one.
Next to the Smart and Final. It's a Smart and Final now. But that church, I think it's called San Matias. Fuck, everything's coming back to me right now. San Matias or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's where
the reason is because I kind of grew up in the same area as you, you know.
Oh,
HP.
Okay.
I was over here by, you know.
You grew up everywhere, bro.
I was all over. I was, era de la calle, pinche.
He's from the
callejero.
Streets.
From
the streets. He belongs to the streets, bro.
Mi mamá decía, candil de la calle oscuridad en su casa. Like, I was in the streets all alive, and in the house I was all dark, you know, like all fucking quiet. But it's just, believe it or not, I grew up in the church from like 11 or 12 to like I was like
6 months ago,
20 something years old.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And then I was a youth minister, confirmation coordinator, youth groups, everything.
Deep, bro.
Oh, shit.
Deep undercover.
Confirmation teacher. Uh-huh. I would take classes at the what do you call it over here in downtown LA? I don't know why I'm fucking brain farting, but where the bishop was at. So they used to have courses there. Mm-hmm. So I used to go take them and just, you know, brushing up on religion.
And this is just something that you personally felt.
When I was young, I wanted to be a priest, but then, you know,
between being a cholo or one.
Then puberty hit in and fucking I'm like, that went out the window. I'm like, no, no, I love Mijas too much.
Bro. Yeah.
Because the last episode we had where he talked about all his lives when
yeah,
was different. When he was a cholo, a tiger, a pimp.
Oh, quebradita.
I don't remember hearing well, the priest. Phases. Yeah, I don't remember.
No, I was young. I was like, you know, maybe 8, 10 years old, 11.
The priest part came
Once puberty hit, then it was fucking.
Yeah, of course.
It was crazy. I'm like, fuck that. I can't say no to this.
Yeah, basically the desmadre started.
Yeah, yeah. But I did a lot of my desmadre. Like a lot of the shit I did in church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because fucking parents dropped off their kids thinking they were safe.
Wow. A lot of bad stories start this way.
Yeah. That's, wow. You know, so anything like, you know, how you would say, you know how you said that your mom would invite the church over everything?
Uh-huh.
So I was always involved in those, you know. The parents saw me in these events or in these gatherings or anything like, oh, this is a good boy. Yeah, it's just un chico bueno.
You're giving the secrets away?
Oh, yeah. I mean, fuck, dude.
Hey, is there going to be a tell-all way where fucking tenor revelar?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, hey, you son of a bitch. Like, probably.
Desfloriaste a mi hija.
Yeah, I know. Le quitaste la inocencia, desgraciado. Hey, whoa, it takes two to tango. Hold on.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it was a lot of, you know, oh, shit. It was just, I fucking did all my desmadre there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was fun. It was, you know, it was just that phase.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start getting older and you start seeing shit and you're like, ah, wait a minute, what is this? There's a lot of politics.
Yeah.
A lot of favoritism. A lot of being.
Ya vienen por ti, güey.
I know.
Ya vienen la placa por ti, güey.
He admitted. He just admitted.
Got him. Got him.
Yeah, this is I'm a cop, actually.
No, fucking
you fucking just give it
like,
all away.
What is it? How to catch a predator or something?
I know, wait.
Like, fuck.
I was a teen, bro.
I was a teen.
Oh, they're shit. Fucking really close.
They got you, bro.
Oh, no.
You're on mic now.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I asked them. I'm like, oh, shit, what church was it, you know? But yeah, this is on Florence. There's a Tacos Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now there's I think they changed the name. I think the guy passed away or something. The guy of the Tacos Mexico owner, main guy. So I think it's now Tacos El Jefe or something. Like all of them been rebranded.
No shit.
I don't know how I know this, but it was just some random.
Dude, those were like when you're on a budget and peda o crudo, like fucking 2-for-1 hit really good.
Yeah,
they're not the best tacos. But you know what? They did the job.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, I didn't know they were rebranded either.
I saw it too. I was like, what the fuck? New logo, everything. And it's just, I looked it up. I was just curious. I was like, what happened? It's like, oh, they're just like honoring the guy who started the original Tacos Mexico. Well, they
branded with his name type of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, se murió el jefe, we'll call him el jefe.
But I mean, if that was you, wouldn't you be like, hey, bro, I named the Tacos Mexico for a reason,
why'd
cabrón.
Why'd you change it?
No, why would you change it?
It was tainted, bro.
It took me like 30 years of branding. You could just change it? I know.
Yeah. That's true, because the logo, you see it, and you're like, oh, that's a fucking Tacos Mexico, Mexico. Yeah. You know?
Now it's just it looked, some guy with the stench. It looked like the little Aztlánigo, right? It's like,
yeah,
it had the little Aztlán. Yeah, it's like, man, fucking hasta los pinches pochos van a saber mis tacos, you know?
And then they change it on them. That's fucked up, Wayne. Now you think about it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to jump on that fucking wagon, bro.
Yeah,
you know what? Fucking let's start a fucking petition, bro. Change it back.
Change it back.
To Tacos Mexico. I won't go there.
But
I
we're just want her father. Are you? Are you?
Just imagine they did that to the King Taco guy.
Oh, I know. That would be fucking because like... let me see if I can actually pull it up just because I want to show you guys the logo. But I was like, dude, they could have used, they basically used a version of, you know how Snapchat has like these characters that you can use and people use them for their logos?
So
it's a bit more cheesy.
Fuck, hasta huevón salieron los
pinches. Yeah, and it's similar. I can't
fucking Nepo babies, bro.
Wow. They literally use one of those bit more cheesy. Así, esto es mi apa.
Este es mi papá.
Sí, le hubiera gustado el cabrón.
Mira, tiene su bigote.
No, I can't find it right now, but
the
point is, yeah, there's a whole new fucking rebrand. I was
That hurts, bro. That hurts thinking about it now. Like, you know, the man struggled, all the shit he went through, all the fucking wheels he had to grease. You know,
damn, bro, his corpse hasn't even rotted. Way.
Fucking all the narcos,
he killed everything.
All the narcos he had to pay off because, you know, he was big over here in Lingwood and everything where all the fucking narquillos were at, right?
Yeah, it's true. Man.
You know, all that shit that he had to pay and everything just to have his taco shop.
For real,
suspects. It's a big fucking emoji. Come on. Dude, I'm offended.
That's fucked up. I'm just saying, man. I didn't want to start anything. But
No. Hey, fuck it. You make a petition, I'll sign it, bro.
Change.org. Yeah, I'll sign it too. We'll fucking share it. Right.
Change that shit back. Bring back El Aguila.
All the primates. Fucking sign it.
Hell yeah. But real quick, what do you guys have planned for Thanksgiving? Like, I know that we have that next week.
Yeah. So normally, like, the mija and I, we do like, we're doing a Friendsgiving first, where we have all the friends right before the Thanksgiving actually comes, because you spend it with family or people leave. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we don't see them around. So we're doing a Friendsgiving right before it. But for Thanksgiving, it's just gonna, the mija and our daughter, they're gonna make tamales, I think.
Nice.
No, sorry, that's for Christmas. They're gonna make a turkey. And my mom's gonna make a tacos de canasta. I'm gonna make a ham. My sister's making. Oh, she ain't making shit. She's all like, nah, I'm a guest. I don't make anything. I don't wash dishes. Wow. And I don't make anything. Fuck. Yeah.
Must be nice.
I know. No, she has it that way. She's already got us used to it, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just my parents and my sister, and then some family of the mija.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna show up, and it's just, you know, us right
there.
That's
cool. Yeah, and I like the whole Friendsgiving stuff. It's cool because you get to basically do it two different ones. Mm-hmm. And you get to enjoy it different ways too, you know?
Yeah. Over here with the friends, it's like, más es madre, que la chingada, catching up, blah, blah, blah. Not so much tension, you know, kind of like ease it up before you go to families, because then you go to your families and like, ¿que todavía no tienes hijos?
Well, depends what kind of friend you are.
¿No estás casado? Oh, I already fucking know you, man.
There can be a lot of tension at your friends giving too, Wayne.
Oh, that's true. That's why.
No me pasa, lo invitaste.
No. That, you know, yeah, you have to also, like, you know, got to make sure that your friends, like, because you have different friends, right?
Yeah.
You have friends from work, friends from your childhood, and then friends that you've acquired through the years, either through yourself or through your partner, right? But you got to be careful, because sometimes those friends are not going to mash up.
Yeah, even if you want to.
Yeah.
You know, you wanted to, no?
Oh, no. You know, some friends could be muy llevados or talking too much shit or like, you know, like, yeah, man, I fucking, you know, fuck this bitch. You get a chingada. And then someone's going to get offended like, whoa, what are you saying that for? Mm-hmm. You know, and like, oh, no, I believe, you know, fuck it. I'm glad that they overturned Roe versus Wade. Wade, you know, like, holy shit. You know, and then all they, what the fuck, you know, are you a woman? You know,
starts flying.
Yeah.
Turkey starts flying.
Pinche jamón, slap a jamón and shit. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, you have to be careful.
Yeah. It's a bit, even with family sometimes.
No, yeah. Like, especially with family.
Yeah. That's special. What it crosses over real quick. And you're like,
yeah, my parents are old school. I'm sure like yours too. Yeah. So they have their thoughts and opinions on certain things, you know, especially if they're very religious, they're like, you know, oh, pues qué bueno que, you know, ya no pueden abortar los niños y que, you know, pues qué bueno que los gays no se pueden casar y que, you know, they start like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? No, yo tengo un amigo chino. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, I could say this because yo tengo un amigo chino, you know? And they're like, ¿que no son coreanos? Es lo mismo, no? So I'm like, fuck.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I know. I remember growing up, my fucking dad, he's going to get canceled one of these days. He'll be like, oh, you say chino. It's like, dude. Nowadays, I'm like.
You mean like Ramon did 15 minutes ago? Did I do something like
that? Speaking of the tongues. Yeah, that's not a race, right, dude.
That doesn't count.
Nah, that doesn't
but it
count.
Does voices, eh?
I remember in Mexico, like when we would go, I had cousins or tios, they're like, oh yeah, ¿sabes cómo se dice rollo de papel en japonés? And I'm like, no, there's a kita kakita.
Oh my God.
You know,
God.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they still use those jokes.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. Fuck.
Yeah, my dad recently made a comment. I've been having my piercings for a couple of years now, and I guess he recently found out that I had two, which I've always had two. And he's like, ¿cuántos más te vas a poner? Póntelo allá abajo. And I was like, nah, I'm cool. And he's like, no sabía que tenía un hijo gay. And I was like, pues, ya sabes. You know, just to seguir la corriente. And I was like, dude, come on. Like,
dude, I had long hair. Right, I had long hair. Yeah. Fuck it, it got pretty long, right? So one day, my sister and I I was staying at my parents. I was divorced, so I was at my parents, and my sister and I going out. Like, ya van a salir mis hijas, you know? Like,
oh my God,
fuck! You know, dude, like really,
you can't even enjoy your luscious fucking hair,
dude. It was beautiful. It was beautiful hair. You know, so yeah, it's just shit like that. Now they're a little bit older. I'm not justifying it. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's right. hard. I mean, my sister and I will bring it up like, hey, you can't say that. Or like, hey, it's not cool you saying that. You know, mm-hmm. I know we're here and everything and you feel comfortable. And I know this is your house, but you got to understand some of this shit's not going to go anymore.
Yeah. I mean, at least try the attempt of educating them, you know, I think that goes a long way because. You can't change them. You know, you're not going to be able to change
people. Está cabrón, yeah. Tall order, bro.
Whenever I go, like, right away the next day or the following week, I'm all like, Fernie, I just want to go see my parents. And, dude, there's a new one. So the new one was, I don't know, we were talking about Veterans Day and then, like, kids having school off. And my dad's all like, fucking pinches maestros, you know, like, ¿pa qué sirven? You know, they're always taking time off. And I'm all like, dude, they're dealing with other fucking people's kids. Yeah. I think they need the time off, you know? Because I can't, luego deja de eso que toda la pinche tecnología. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, like, he's like, ¿sabes qué es la tecnología? Eso es el diablo.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, what? I'm like, this is interesting. I'm just going to let him rant. He went off, que es el diablo, y que ya no saben, los niños ya no saben matemáticas, they don't know how to write handwriting. And then my tías, I had some tías there, they jumped in like, oh, yeah, they don't even teach history anymore. I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck are they getting their news from? Fucking Primer Impacto or what? You know, that's where they get their fucking news.
Yeah, and it's usually over-exaggerated. Exactly. And very uninformative.
Oh, yeah, that's once in. You know, like, you know. La tecnología está conectada con el satanismo.
I know.
That sounds like a headline.
Yeah. You know, yeah, el infierno tiene un área. No, fuck, I'm fucking up my Spanish today. Tiene un código nuevo. You know, 666. Fuck.
App. The 666 app. Ya está cabrón, güey, pinche de old.
Yeah, the older, they have their ways, their mentality is a way of thinking. It's not, I mean, you could say it's ignorant, but I mean, you could say it's just the lack of, I don't know.
Just things are different in their time too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, way different. Just, you know, think about it, like 30, 40 years ago, there was still, oh no, what was this? The 60s was what, like fucking 60 years ago?
About.
Yeah, at that point, there was still some segregation going on, you know, and that's within our parents' lifetime, you know, so all the shit they had to deal with.
And they even deal with caste within themselves, you know, like, you know, because estaba más prieto, like, ahí viene el negro, you know, ahí viene el negro, o le decían el güero, ahí viene el güero, like, what, you know, shit like that, you know, it's just, the lighter you are, the better it was for you, you know?
Of course.
Job-wise or whatever, este güey se cree mucho porque ya fucking habla inglés o lo que sea. Motherfucker went to school. Yeah. He paid attention. He fucking applied himself, you know? But no, it's just... It's just fucking hate, it's envidia, it's all kinds of shit.
But I mean, we're a little bit older than you, I'm assuming, but even like within all of our lifetimes, only even like after the 2000s, so many things have changed also that we can't even fucking, we'd get canceled for saying that we said 15, maybe 20 years ago. So like you're saying, extend that to the 60s, to the fucking, like fucking parents were born or whatever. So está cabrón, güey. I mean, it's in context. Yeah,
you see some sitcoms from early 2000s. Fucking, I'm not sure they could get made again, you know? Like, you know, they can't be written that way anymore or fucking shown or
right away posted
or streamed or whatever you want to say. But I think we're close, huh?
Yeah, we're getting to that point. But dude, you guys, thank you guys so much for
I did something.
It's a fucking light.
Yeah.
It's the light behind the curtain waiting to get my mom.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like
he's like, it's gonna go down. It's gonna go down.
We're gonna get the son of a bitch. He just admitted.
For people to check out your guys' podcast now, you know, what is the best place to reach you guys? Or
I'll leave that one to Fernando because I always fuck it up.
No, we're Chicano Shuffle everywhere, right? So, but on Instagram, I think is where we will enter and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just that Chicano Shuffle.
But if you put in Chicano Shuffle, pretty much anywhere, we fucking pop up.
Yeah. Our website. Instagram, Facebook. I think we even have a TikTok, right?
If we say anything offensive, send a fucking, then hit up My Grito. We're not,
they'll take care of it.
Yeah, they have a complaint department, eh?
My Grito handles everything. They compensate for anybody that feels, you know.
If none of the promo codes work, they'll give you a refund.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good at it, you know? So, yeah, they could just find us, you know, check us out. we're not for everybody, but for those that we are, we tend to, you know, keep them entertained.
Yeah, and keep it real. That's what's that's what's cool. But thank you guys again for taking the time to come out here. Man. It was a blast.
Thank you, man. I mean, thank you. It was fun. You know, believe it or not, I enjoy these.
He's
I
like, really even though you timed me.
I know. I kept thinking, I'm like, fuck, he's going to cut it short, man. He's going to cut it short.
Nah, it was a blast. Thank you guys again, and I hope it's not the last.
All right, definitely, man.
We'll see you guys next time.
Take it easy. I'm not supposed with that, eh?